Small Boy and Muntu waited with the teams of oxen already hitched to the heavy anchor cable. This was strung out across the entrance of the bay to the heavy piles of logs on the far bank. The slack cable was weighted to lie on the bottom of the channel until pulled taut. The war dhows had sailed in over it without being aware of its presence under their keels. The boom was made up of 70 huge logs. Many had been felled the previous year and stacked in the sawmill yard at the back of the fort, ready to be sawn into planks. Even with this stockpile, they were still short of 20 logs to span the channel. Jim and Mansur had taken every available man into the forest to cut down more of the giant trees, and Small Boy's ox teams had dragged them to the beach. There they had bolted them lengthwise to the spare anchor cable that they had lifted out of Arcturus's orlop. The cable was almost 20 inches in diameter and had a test strain of over 30 tons. The logs, some of them 3 feet in diameter and 40 feet in length, were strung along this massive hemp rope like pearls on a necklace. They would form a barricade that Tom and Dorian calculated would resist the onslaught of even the largest of Zine's dhows. The heavy line of logs would tear out a ship's bottom before it could break through. As soon as Zine's fleet was sighted from the top of the bluff, Small Boy and Muntu inspanned the ox teams and led them round to the south bank of the entrance channel. They kept the teams hidden in the dense bush and watched the 5 big dhows sail past within easy pistol shot of where they lay. When the messenger lad had come racing down from the gun emplacements with the order from Dorian, he was so out of breath and wild with excitement that he was incoherent. Small Boy had to grab him by the shoulders and shake him. "Master Klibby says to close the gate," the child had squeaked. Small Boy fired his long whiplash, and the ox teams took the strain, then plodded away with the end of the boom cable. As it came up taut, the cable rose to the surface of the channel, and the oxen had to lean into the traces. The line of logs answered the pull. They slithered down the far bank from where they had been stacked and snaked across the channel. The head of the boom reached the north side of the channel, and Small Boy chained it fast to the trunk of a huge tambuti hardwood. The mouth of the bay was corked up tightly.